Silence.
Oppenheimer.
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerd Pride Radio!
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to episode 179 of Nerd Pride Radio. 179? Hold on, let's see what Wikipedia says. 179 is the natural number following 178 and preceding 180. Holy cow, thank you, Wikipedia. So, ask me how I'm doing today. Go on, ask me.
How you doing?
I am awesome. My name is Mike Jones. I am a D&D/Pathfinder nerd, a history nerd, a sci-fi nerd, a comic book nerd, computer nerd, movie nerd, comedy nerd, science nerd, gaming nerd plus. There's like seven other kinds of nerd I only wish I was nerdy enough to be. You are listening to Nerd Pride Radio, the place I go every week to haver on about all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in my skull anymore. My co-host this week, well, as always, it's Aiden.
Hi there.
All right. You know what? I don't have a meticulously plotted portion of the podcast this week because I'm running out of time. So this is going to be a really quick episode because, you know, I like talking to you, but I'm short on time. Now, why am I short on time? That is Kaz's fault. So if you see Kaz, if you know Kaz, blame him. I was at school today. My wife was working. We had the kids there, and the kids invited some friends over, and that was going to be the time that I was going to record my podcast. But then I thought, you know what? As long as we have people here, and I do have a homemade copy of Mars Needs Cows, we should really playtest Mars Needs Cows again. And so we did. So we played a bunch of Mars Needs Cows, and then as a cool down, we did some Sushi Go, which, God, I love Sushi Go. And we had a really good time. And I already sent Kaz a whole bunch of notes on the thing. And I'm telling you, I love Mars Needs Cows, guys. I really do. This is I am just so looking when it's actually published and I can have it. Okay, now.
Well, Mike, haven't you recorded on Mondays before?
Shut up. I only do that when there's a holiday. I also just noticed as Aiden was leaning over here, there's something weird going on with the recording here. It's pausing where it normally shouldn't. So if there were gaps in any of that discussion, the important part is I'm late because of Kaz. So there. Now you know. So what am I going to talk about since I don't have a meticulously plotted portion of the show? Hey, guess what I saw this week? I went out to see Get Out.
I mean, fine. If you want me to leave, I will.
Wait, no, come sit down. Come join me.
But you told me to get out.
Ha ha! Ha ha! Oh, yeah, I did. So, get out. I went to go see Get Out this week, and it was really good. Now, the first thing to say about this is the first time I have ever gone to a movie by myself, and it was weird. Because I've just never been to a movie by myself. That's just not something I do. But I showed up, and I'm like, you know, 7-8 minutes before the show starts. I'm figuring I should have plenty of time. I get the parking lot is packed. Absolutely packed. I could not find a place to park. Took me forever.
What day did you go?
I went on $5 Tuesdays.
Well, there's your problem.
And so I get in, and it turns out, oh, $5 Tuesday is when everybody wants to go see Beauty and the Beast. So I skipped the concession stand. I just went and got straight into the theater because I didn't want to miss anything, and I was the only person seeing Get Out. Well, at first. But then I was amazed that, okay, before the previews were done, there was maybe a dozen people in the theater. And then after the previews were finished, up until 15 minutes after the movie was rolling, so not 15 minutes after the showtime, but 15 minutes after the movie has already started and been playing. So they're now 25 minutes. It's 10 minutes of previews, right?
It's 8 minutes of previews.
8 minutes. So 15 minutes into the movie, meaning at least 23 minutes since the actual showtime, still had people showing up.
And I can tell you why.
What? Why?
Because, well, Beauty and the Beast starts before Get Out.
Oh, so they wanted to wait in line and get their concessions, and they got screwed over? Oh, they all thought they'd have time.
We get about 18 complaints a day now of, I just want to see a movie with my kids, and we've been waiting in line for 30 minutes. Well, maybe you should have gotten here a little earlier.
I was going to say, we always show up super early. Except this time I was going by myself, and that's why I wasn't there super early. I thought, you know, look, Get Out is already in Theater 5. Theater 5 is the theater they put you in when you're not going to be here next week. So I already knew.
Theater 5 and 1, but yeah.
Yeah. So I already knew that there was going to be nobody seeing Get Out. What? Why would I need to show up super early? Oh, Beauty and the Beast, of course. But anyway, hey, enough of that. Get Out was as good as everybody says.
Oh,
so
it's fantastic.
If you have seen it already, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you haven't seen it already, for goodness sake, don't listen to anybody. Just go see it. Don't hear things about movies before you go to them. I'm telling you, Get Out was awesome. Although, now that I have seen it, oh my God, I can't wait to see it a second time because I want to see what the experience is like when I know everything. Because this movie is just really good. Jordan Peele wrote it and directed it, and Jordan Peele of Key and Peele fame, you know all this. It is a... I'm just going to give you the premise that he gives when people ask him about it. And the premise is... It is a black guy going to visit his white girlfriend's family for the first time. Weirdness ensues. And it is, yes, it's a horror movie, but it's really more of a psychological thriller. And it is intense and it is smartly written. And if it should make anybody who watches it really, really uncomfortable. And it's so good. It is so good and so honest and so smart. I really like this film. So if you haven't seen Get Out, I really recommend it. And hopefully you live in a bigger town where you can still go see it on the big screen because I can't now. But it was awesome. Now, my complaint about this experience. Hey.
Too many black people.
Whoa. Yes, that was my complaint. No, dude.
All two of them.
I was going to say there aren't that many black people in the movie. No, my God damn it. Why do you do that? No, my complaint was, have you seen the trailer in the theater for Life, Aiden?
Yeah, I've seen the opening scene to Life because, you know, I work usher at a movie theater.
Right, okay. No. But if you've seen the trailer for Life, that's specifically my question because...
Isn't it like that Arctic movie thing?
Yeah, it's like Alien is what it's like. But here's my deal is that having seen the trailer for the movie Life, I now know how the movie goes. Like the whole... It's one of those trailers where... They're rehashing a bunch of old horror movie tropes. It's a horror movie set in space. It's very much like Alien. I think I would have really enjoyed this because it's a talented cast. Jake Gyllenhaal is always good. Ryan Reynolds, if given the right part, is really good. And I think I would have really enjoyed seeing this movie if I hadn't seen the trailer. But I did see the trailer and now I'm screwed because I've seen the whole movie. Like, all right, if you really want to see Life, and you don't know anything about it yet, then skip up ahead about 2 minutes. Because this trailer, here's where the spoilers come in, this trailer goes so far as to set us all up for, oh, we're retrieving something from Mars. Oh, look, there's some kind of life. Hey, this life is doing weird things that we didn't expect. Oh my God, it's attacking everybody. And then you get to see the horror scenes of them running away from it. And then it even goes so far as to show us the ship, the spaceship is going to be entering Earth's atmosphere. Like, we're already on a collision course with Earth's atmosphere. So therefore, oh my God, we're all going to burn up. And then one of the actors in the trailer says, there's no way we'll ever survive this. Yes, but it might. All right, so we know that they're going to crash the thing into the atmosphere. We know that it's going to... They gave us the whole movie. I'm pissed. I hate it when they do that. And here's the sad part. Okay, now, if you've been fast-forwarding, this is the part where you should kick back in. Because there's... I wish there was a way I could signal you guys, but I can't. But this is the part.
Just yell so that the wave file goes way bigger.
That's right. So if I had R2 announce it, would that make a difference? Yeah, because when you're fast forwarding, you can hear that. So, that's how fast forwarding works. No. The problem is that they have come up with studies that, especially if you're not doing something innovative, and clearly life is not being innovative, if you're not doing something innovative, people like a movie better if they already know how it's going to end. The more they know about it ahead of time, the more people enjoy it, which I don't understand. And I mean, I understand the science there. They've done studies that the more knowledge they give away before the movie starts, the more people have their expectations already set. They know what they're getting into. They don't like being surprised, apparently. And people enjoy the movie more on average. I still don't get it. It's so counterintuitive to me. I hate knowing things about movies before I get to them. And yet, science doesn't lie. So, man, I must be the one that's wrong. So sad. So sad. So anyway, that was my little mini rant about, previews that give away too much. I hate that crap. All right. Now, that's it. That is the entire beginning of the podcast. Normally, what I would have said, Bear just jumped up onto my shoulder because Aiden put him there and then almost leapt onto the keyboard. But fortunately, my lightning fast ninja hands caught him before that could happen.
Them dad reflexes.
So if this portion of the podcast had been meticulously plotted, this would be the end of the meticulously plotted portion. And instead, it's now time for the pod. We don't have time for it. O-matic.
You cut me off.
I know. I had to because it's a short podcast. We can't waste a minute and a half like we usually do yelling pod-o-matic, but instead we can waste a minute and a half talking about it.
Wait. Could we just do 6 15-minute podcasts a week? Aw.
What do you mean?
Oh, thought you were pausing me.
No.
Can we just do 6 15-minute podcasts a week instead of doing 1 hour-and-a-half long podcast?
I have actually thought about that, about recording 1.5 hours worth and then cutting it up into 15-minute chunks and just releasing a podcast a day all week long. And then I realized that would require me doing a lot more splicing to get intros and outros, and then I'd have to redo the intro because you don't want to have that much time at the beginning and end if you're only going to give them a few minutes of content on a regular basis. And then I realized it would be more work, and therefore I'm not doing it. So I'm just going to stick with what I got. But the number was 73, now that we have thoroughly hashed all that out. And 73, this is going to be a question for Aiden. I can sense it already. And Aiden is going to answer, oh, it's from Kaz. And Kaz says, go here. Oh, really? All right. It's a DICE website. All right, hold on. We have to do whatever he says. No. Don't sigh too heavily. I already did that part. Yes, that's the one. See, now, do you see the wave file? Now people are going to think that this is where they need to stop. You got to be more careful. Don't want to send mixed messages to people. All right, so hold on. I'm going to the website that Kaz gave me. And it's doublesixed-dice.myshopify.com. And it's taken a long time to get there, but that's okay. That's okay. We've got an extra short podcast, so we can do this. These premium 12-sided dice are marked 1 through 6 twice. Simply put, they roll better than cubes. They are rounder and feel better in your hand. They are the iconic Die 6 evolved. All right. I will tell you, those are really pretty. You are tripping all my dice triggers here. I would want to have them in my collection. I would love to have a set of these because you know how much I love Die 12s. And a 12-sided die is truly the superior dice. It just is. All right. But to have the feel of the die 12, the roll of the die 12, which I've always said, a superior roll, and yet you can do it with 1 through 6 twice. So you're actually getting your normal cube roll, but with these really, really good feeling dice.
You could also do it with 1 through 4 as well.
You could. But who the hell wants a die 4? Seriously.
Barbarians.
No, barbarians need die 12s. It's the mage who has to stab with his dagger. Yeah. Or I suppose, the halfling with his dual longswords, right, Ilion? Yeah, good choice, man.
Or some weird goblin bard with some small weapon.
Oh, that's right. A goblin bard with a short bow. That's exactly right. But.
I feel your pain.
I would love to have a set of these. I doubt that I would actually use them and roll them very often because they would just seem unnatural. But man, they are pretty. I love pretty dice. But let's see if he actually had more of the question, or was I just supposed to comment on what I saw? Oh, okay, so go there and tell us about your favorite dice. Well, that's the one I saw. Was there more? Ooh, featured collection. Oh, look at that. Oh, there's die four. Look at that.
Yeah.
It's done with...
Triforce.
There, thank you. Triforce was the word I was looking
Jesus
for.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
And you call yourself a nerd.
I couldn't come up with a Triforce. I haven't been playing Breath of the Wild obsessively for the last 2 weeks. All right, you know what? Enough about dice.
Can I just say that Breath of the Wild is one of the most beautiful games I've ever played in my...
Oh, go ahead. No, finish it.
No. R2 cut me off.
Well, because this is the last one.
72.
72? Oh, God. That's right next to the one we just did. Okay, this is the question for you. Oh. Nope, it's for me. But you could do this as well. This is from Kyle. And Kyle says, look at your key ring and describe it in detail.
Ooh.
All right, I'll do mine first. While he's getting his... Oh, he's got his keys. All right, I'll do mine first because mine is really boring. You ready? Here we go. The most notable thing about my key ring... All right, first, it's got two rings, just two regular key ring rings. And on one of them, all by itself, is the giant key fob for my new car. All right, and it's a giant key fob with the regular lock-unlock buttons. It's got a trunk button, and then it has a little button that you switchblade out the key. So the actual physical key is located in the key fob, and it's this switchblade number that pops out. Now, on the other key ring that's attached to this, I have 2, 3, 4 house keys, because we have 4 different locks. I have a key to our old red van, and I don't know what that key is for. There you go. And that's it. That's all I have on my key ring, because I don't have any fancy stuff. I have my key fob and then a bunch of keys. All right, but Aiden, what do you have?
I have a key to the gray van, a key to the old red van, nail clippers that I didn't put on here.
No, and they're broken, so they don't even work.
Keys to my old 92 LeBaron that I don't own anymore.
That's right. Well, that piece of crap.
A modern house key, an old house key, the Edwards emblem from Full Metal Alchemist, and Master Piccolo from Dragon Ball Z.
That's pretty cool.
Green Dad is best dad.
And Master Piccolo is actually a short, almost chibi version of him, so he's kind of dwarfified, but still adorable. So there you go. All right, well, that's it for the Podomatic. Now I got to turn it over to GLaDOS, and she's going to give us a recap of this short episode so far.
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like,
no way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you.
That was great.
This podcast is copyright 2017 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk. Let's see, member of the Nerd Pride Network, Angry Geeks versus Cast and the Curious. I'm doing the abbreviated version here.
Whoa.
If you want to, what?
Whoa. Hey,
not... Wait, not Cast and the Curious. Angry Geeks versus and Me Like Trivia. Why is Cast and the Curious still listed here? I thought I updated these credits. All right.
Rest in peace, bro.
Yeah, that's right. If you want to help out this podcast, subscribe to it in iTunes. Give us a nice 5-star rating. Write us a nice review. It doesn't have to be iTunes. It can be whatever podcatcher software you use. Those things really do make a difference. But the nicest thing you can do for this podcast is honestly recommend it to your friends. Because if you're enjoying it, spread the word. Let other people enjoy it as well. Word of mouth. It's my bread and butter, people. And even Sarah Beth last week took a line out of last week's podcast and quoted it out on Facebook and encouraged all of her Facebook friends, if you're not listening to Nerd Pride Radio, go listen to it. And I appreciated the hell out of that because that's the kind of thing I need. Word of mouth. Seriously. Bread and butter. I love bread and butter. It's not good for me, but God, you gotta love bread and butter. Other than that, remember, I'm always looking for you listeners to do my work for me. Don't forget to send me questions and topics for the Podomatic, which you guys have been great about. Thank you. Watch out every week on the forums and Facebook for listener betrayal. We'll see how much listener betrayal we actually got in the 18 minutes we've been recording. And if you have an interesting nerd fact about an upcoming episode number, send it to me and save me all that grueling research. And then on a day like today, when I'm in a hurry, I would have a number ready for me. I wouldn't even have to do anything. My contact info is mike@nerdprideradio.com, @nerdprideradio on Twitter, facebook.com/nerdprideradio. But to be totally honest, the very best way to talk to me is come sign up for my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerd. Sign up, send me a message, we'll hang out together, become best friends of the world. We'll have fun. And now it's time for listener betrayal. Before I start recording every podcast, I go out to my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. I go out to Facebook on my Facebook page, and I let people know that I am recording. This is your chance. If you want to be part of it, you go post up. I will read it right here at the end of the cast, which is what I'm doing now. And holy crap, on my website, there is actually listener betrayal in this 19 minutes now that it's been open. You guys are amazing. So let me go ahead and close this out. I would hate for someone to think they've gotten in this short time period and then they miss. So done. All right, that one's finished. And it's from Produce Farmer. And Produce Farmer says, hold on, I'm still submitting my post to close it out. Okay, there it is. Ha-ha. So Produce Farmer says, "Hi, Mike. Seems like I made it in under the wire. I've been doing my Amazon Prime trial this month, and I got into watching The Man in the High Castle, one of the Amazon-sponsored TV series. Do you have any opinions regarding it or other alternate history stories? What about that genre in general?" I love alternate history stories. Love them, love them, love them. Man in the High Castle is one that I've only seen the first two episodes, sadly, and then I kind of got sidetracked. And I really like Man in the High Castle. It is extremely well done. I've heard interviews with the people who made it, and the level of detail that they put into getting this thing right is really amazing, and the show shows it. It's gorgeous. But I love alternate history stories. I love speculating about them. I love reading them. The only time I've ever had a problem with them is, honestly, Turtle Dove. That man writes he's like the king of alternate history from what I can tell. He does these huge things, and I've tried like three different books of his, and just I've never gotten into them enough to even finish one. I just can't. Better is alternate history short stories. I love alternate history short stories because, I don't know, I just give me the idea of what your alternate history is. Give me the big twist. And then I'm not as concerned about getting the whole human development thing and a bunch of characters in this historical setting. That's not always the big kick for me. Is I really like seeing what that twist is. What happens? Where do you think the world goes when something changes a little bit in the past? I love that concept. So very interesting for me. So in fact, one of the game settings that I've written that I am most in love with and just have never translated it to anything playable yet is Woden's Eye. About it's an alternate history setting where a space probe crashes on Earth accidentally during just like 10 years before the Norman invasion of England. And it winds up in the hands of Harald Hardrada, and it winds up providing information that allow him to win the war against England, to take over England. It allows the Vikings to become this world power as they basically just keep asking this probe questions and learning more about science and physics and how to make new weapons of mass destruction and what happens when they get to space and then they realize that, oh my God, whoever the gods are that created this device are still out there. We need to go take care of that problem. I love this idea. Anyway, there's so much that goes into it, and I've probably talked about it on the podcast before, but it was years ago. And I just love that setting. God, now I got to go back and reread my material and try it out again because I think it's a fascinating. I love alternate history. All right, there you go. That's it from Produce Farmer, and that's it from my forums. So let's go on over to Facebook.
Ooh, I have some listener betrayal.
Do you?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
How awesome is DM Darks?
Oh, my God. He is so awesome. Have you met that guy?
Yeah.
Great. I love that dude.
I'm about to meet him again very soon.
Yeah, that's true. In 5 months?
5 months?
Well, four and a half.
What month is it now?
Four and a half. It's March.
Is it March?
And we'll be...
My time machine worked!
All right, stop. Quit screaming. Your brothers are asleep, man. All right. For some reason, Facebook is not wanting to respond to me here. And I know there was at least one response from Nelly, so this is going to be really sad. Here, hold on. Let's try a refresh and see what happens there. Okay, I found it. And the first one is from Nelly. And Nelly says, "Yay, happy weekend. Hope it was a good one." Yeah, it wasn't a bad weekend. It was mostly doing housework, playing games with the kids, not recording a podcast in time, that kind of thing. But yeah, it's a good weekend. Had a good time. And then from DM Darks, Speak of the Devil, he says, you're on a long highway trip and you're really hungry. What fast food joint do you really want to be at the next rest stop?
Long John Silver's.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that actually sounds really good. God, I haven't had Long John Silver's in years.
Give me some of them hush puppies, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, our Long John Silver's closed years and years ago. And it's really the worst fast food for your health. But God, it tastes so good. I would get the fish and chicken platter and substitute extra fries for slaw. And oh my man, if they have extra the little crispies in there, throw those suckers in too. And it is nothing but pure crispy grease. And it's so unhealthy and terrible, but I love it.
Oh, so good.
I know, so good. So Long John Silver's would be great, but no. If I'm on a long highway trip and I'm really hungry, the fast food joint I'm looking for, honestly, is just...
Ooh, Red Lobster? You love Red Lobster.
I do love Red Lobster. But no, it's just McDonald's. And you know why? Because McDonald's is going to be super fast and super cheap, and I am out of there. And that's... okay, it depends.
It also doesn't taste half bad.
It depends, because if I'm going along with my family, if there's, a bunch of little kids in the car, maybe we want to stop. Even then, McDonald's with a play place is a great place to stop. So that you know that even if the weather's bad, blazing hot, raining, whatever, you know you've got an indoor play place and they can hang out and they can stretch their legs and get some exercise. But, yeah, it might be different, if it's with the family now, but when it's just me or me and, one friend and we're just wanting to keep moving.
Man, those play places are fun.
It's still, yes. You know what? Let's go find a play place. No, then it's, I like being able to go through the drive-thru, get food, and then be on the road again and not have to stop and waste time. I just want to get there. That's my plan. So that's me. All right. Oh, and then there's a reply. Let's see if it's a reply that I can read because sometimes they ask me not to. Nelly says IHOP. Does IHOP count? Because I always want IHOP. Oh,
we just got a drive-thru IHOP.
It's not a drive-through, but it is a gas station IHOP. It's like built onto the side of our truck stop.
Well, you're not meant to stay there.
But, you didn't go with us that time, did you?
No.
Oh, yeah, no, they've got a whole restaurant inside.
Do they?
Yeah, and it was really good.
The thing's like 6 feet wide.
And you know what? When the question first came up, I actually thought about saying IHOP because they're actually pretty quick, and especially this one that we went to, that we have in town now, ours is – it's designed to be quick, so you don't even have a waitress come to the table. You just, you go through the line and you order like it's fast food, and then someone comes and runs the food to your table as soon as it's done. And it doesn't take long at all. That stuff is really good. So, you know what, Nelly, I'll give you points for that one because IHOP's pretty great. All right. And then the last thing is from Nelly again. And Nelly says, if Earth sent a huge group of people to the 7 Earth-like planets to colonize and populate, would you want to go not knowing what dangers you may encounter? No. No, I wouldn't. But that does seem pretty damn cool, doesn't it? I mean, look, no, I'm not going to go. I would love to go to space. I would love to visit the moon. I would love to even visit Mars. But, what, man, I mean, it depends. I certainly don't want to head out to another star because even at our best technology, I mean, let's assume that we've got another 100 years over what we have now. We're talking about a huge colony ship and we're talking about it's a one-way journey. Like if you can make it in a single person's lifetime, there's still no way you're coming back. So have you seen Passengers? I mean, come on. Maybe if they put us all in cold sleep and we get out there and then we don't like it, we can go back into cold sleep and come home. No, I'm not that much of a risk taker. So, man, Nelly, your hair looks great in this picture, by the way. I'm sorry. For those of you who don't know Nelly, her hair is generally, purple and, or pinkish purple. It doesn't matter. Anyway, whatever your profile pic on Facebook, your hair looks awesome. That is a really good pic. So anyway, and there's cute cats too. But no, your hair looks awesome. So anyway, that's all I got. So okay, I hit 29 minutes now and who knows once I put the music in. So, but still better than when I usually come in and I say, God, I got to do a quick podcast tonight, 30 minutes and I'm out of here. And it's usually an hour 15. I can't seem to do a quick one, but tonight I really had to because man, it's 11:30 now. It's time for me to go to bed. So, you guys, thank you for actually showing up and doing Listener Betrayal, even on this shortened episode. And I appreciate everything you guys do for me. You are awesome. I love you. I will see you next week. Hopefully, I'll have a real full podcast next time. But you guys are great. Bye.